Well, the government says it's because £8 million went missing during his tenure as defence minister, and that's why he's now facing a court-martial on corruption charges. But General Badwell told me when I interviewed him in his jail cell that actually his real crime is that he broke politically with President Hugo Chavez, and he decided and declared that Hugo Chavez is a tyrant, and that's his real crime. So those are the two versions.
And Badwell, if what he says is true, he's one of a growing list of political opponents to suffer a similar fate.
That's right. Several political leaders and opposition leaders have been charged with corruption charges or have been charged with public disorder related to their participation in demonstrations and rallies. So several of them have been jailed. So General Raul Badwell is part of a growing band of those. Some others have actually done a bunk. They've gone into exile, especially Manuel Rosales, who was Chavez's rival presidential candidate in the last elections. He's now in Lima in Peru, where there's now a little hub of Venezuelan exiles. There's about half a dozen of them there. Now, of course, the Venezuelan government says that these people are actually their criminals and that they have committed acts of corruption and that they have now fled justice. So, as ever, there are two versions to this.
But some people who are sympathetic towards Chavez or have been sympathetic in the past from outside Venezuela, people like the former US President Jimmy Carter, have also expressed concern about the drift towards authoritarianism.
That's right. There is a growing trend of analysts who feel that there's been a whole series of events in Venezuela over the last 12 months which adds up to an authoritarian drift. Jimmy Carter has said this. Human Rights Watch told me the same thing. And European diplomats here in Caracas saying that what they used to refer to Venezuela as an imperfect democracy, they're now calling it an authoritarian regime with democratic characteristics. And one has to add that those democratic characteristics are very well pronounced. Chavez is still very popular after almost 11 years in power, and that in itself is an extraordinary achievement. And he does have an electoral mandate. This man has gone to the polls through referendums and local and national elections almost every year, and he's won almost every single one of those. So he's still popular, still has an electoral mandate, but there is this drift which analysts are quite concerned about. So we have political opponents now being jailed or else being blacklisted from running for office on the grounds that they've alleged to have committed crimes, even if they've not been charged. And there's also been a crackdown on the media. There are more than 32 radio stations have been shut down, and there have been threats against the last outspoken opposition TV station, Globovision. And also the central government has usurped the powers of opposition-run municipalities. For example, the opposition mayor of Caracas has basically been disempowered by Chavez, who's appointed a new chief over him. So if you can imagine Gordon Brown, for example, appointing Peter Mandelson as a new super mayor of London and basically kneecapping the political powers of Boris Johnson, that's what's happened in Caracas.